com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Today, I'm delighted to welcome our newest usapreparers.com instructor, Dan Pilla, taxhelponline.com. We're going to be talking about what should you do before April 15th. Strategies to cut taxes and avoid IRS hassles. Welcome, Dan Pilla.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm really well. You know, Dan, back in the 1990s, I was at a Farm Bureau dinner in Virginia. And I sat across from a couple I'd never met before, but they were from the same county. And, you know, I was just talking about general topics of farming, and somehow taxes came up. And this couple talked about paying taxes, and they said they enjoyed paying taxes. You know, they didn't mind paying taxes. I'm thinking, why did I sit at this table? and here's why. They're the only couple in my entire life, I was born in the early 50s, in my entire life who enjoyed paying taxes. But, you know, I know why. Because then they talked about all of the farm assistance they got, the huge pond that the government built for them, that'd be us, the dry fire hydrant, the fencing, the seeding and the fertilizing of the farm. I mean, it was the epicenter of government farm giveaways, okay?
Sure.
So they really did well. Yeah, so they did well in terms of cost-benefit or reward analysis. But the rest of us who don't participate in those kinds of things, I don't think have the same feeling about taxes. But
well,
let me share
I think
this
you're
with
right.
Class.
As a matter of fact, Vince, you put your finger right on the problem with government subsidies. You know, you've got a stream of people, or a pool of people that directly benefit from these subsidies, and you got another pool of people that pay for the subsidies. And the question is, you know, do the people who pay for the subsidies get the same level of benefit as the people who are on the receiving end of the subsidies? And of course, the answer mostly is no. And so you got that great disparity. And this is precisely why the Constitution never gave the federal government the authority to use its taxing powers to take money from those who produce the income and give it to those who don't produce the income. Because anytime you do that, you create a system of largesse that just allows a larger and larger segment of the population to vote for benefits paid for by the Treasury, which, of course, have to come from taxpayers. And we have seen a situation now, Vince, where we've got a shrinking number of people that are producing in this country and a growing number of people that are receiving the benefits, and that's out of whack. And there isn't any more relevant story with respect to that disparity than Social Security. You know, when the Social Security system started in the 1930s, 36 was the first year that they actually paid any benefits. But in any event, when it first started, you know, there was about 50 or 60 people paying in for every individual that was that was drawing benefits out. And on the benefit, on the basis of that picture, okay, that looks pretty good. But by 1980, there was only about 16 people paying in for every person paying out. And that ratio is getting further and further out of whack every year that goes by. And so you simply cannot have a system that allows a group of people to vote for benefits that are paid for by some other group of people, because the you just have this growing number of people that want the free benefits.
Couldn't agree with you more. And that's the perfect example that I talked about of this farm husband and wife, where they really, really benefited. Now, Dan, I've noticed in my life that there are two groups of people. The ones who are employees are at the short end of the stick. Well, let me put it this way. People who rent rather than own property are at a disadvantage. People who are employees are generally at a disadvantage. People who own property, real property, are at a tax advantage. And people who have businesses are at a tax advantage. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I certainly agree with the business part of it. I mean, there's just no question that if you've got your own small business, there is another world of deductions that opens up to you. You know, for example, if you've run a home-based business, just as an example, something I've talked about for a long time, you know, you have the capacity to take some of your otherwise non-deductible expenses and turn at least a portion of those into deductible expenses. For example, if you're an individual that does not have a home-based business, then you have no capacity to write off, you know, any of the maintenance costs of your home, any of the utilities, you know, any of the upkeep or any of that sort of thing. Whereas if you're operating a business out of that home and you're using a portion of the space in your home regularly, exclusively for business purposes, well, now you have the right to claim a deduction on the basis of the space that's used. So it's not, so you get the advantage of not having to spend more money to support your business. You just have the ability to take a portion of the money that you're already spending and turn it into a tax deduction, and that leads to a savings, no question about it. Same is true with respect to a homeowner. And this is why I think, you know, homeownership is so important for a lot of reasons, but certainly for tax and financial reasons, because you have the capacity to write off the real estate taxes, you have the capacity to write off the mortgage interest, and when you're paying rent, you're still paying those things, you're still paying real estate taxes and mortgage interest, you just happen to be paying it for the owner, that's all, and you don't have any deduction available for your rent payment.
Absolutely, and for this example, for our class today, our radio broadcast class, Dan, let's assume that I live in a 10-room home, okay? Just to make the arithmetic simple. Now, I am in my farmhouse right now. I built a studio in the farm, and I'm a farmer. I raise beef cattle. So in my example, I'm in the studio right now. I took one room, and let's say it's a 10-room home. I could say, all right, one-tenth of the electricity that we use at the farm, and if let's say I didn't have a farm, but let's say I just had this broadcast business, and I could say, well, one-tenth of the electricity would go, I could deduct one-tenth of the electricity because it's a business. And let's say I bought a desk. I could either depreciate or expense the desk, whether it's, you know, a brand new desk or a used desk. And let's say I bought a computer and, you know, things that I might use otherwise, but I really need them for the business, and my phone system and the mixer and the keyboards. And, you know, I've got a clock in here. Well, it's an atomic clock. And, you know, maybe I want to buy a nice lamp. Maybe I want to buy an Oriental rug. Maybe I want to buy a printer. You know, those things could be business expenses, you know, bona fide business expenses that people might need otherwise, right? And can't you deduct a portion of that or all of that?
Well, when we're talking about space, I mean, there's two different categories of business expenses. One is the space that the business operates in, and the other thing is the equipment that the business needs to operate. All right, so you're talking about the two things in the same breath, but let's split them up a little bit here, Vince.
Okay.
We're talking about equipment like the printer, like the desk, like mm-hmm. the filing cabinet, mm-hmm. like the fax machine, like the mixer and the all these various things that you need to operate your business. Those are that that business equipment, you can do one or two things with. You can either depreciate it over the useful life, normally 3 years or 5 years, depending on the equipment. If it's a desk, it's probably 3 years. Phone system, you know, those types of things are typically 3 years. Or you can elect to write them all off in the same year, as opposed to depreciating it over time. And that's an election that you make on the tax return. Every person in business who buys equipment has that deduction available to them. Doesn't make any difference whether it's a home office or not. When we're talking about equipment, the home office is irrelevant, all right? It just doesn't matter. When you need equipment for your business, it's a tax deduction. It's either depreciated or it's expensed in the same year, depending on the election you make. Now let's talk about the space in your home. That's a different animal. In order to qualify to deduct space in your home that's used for business, you have to meet two general rules. The first rule is that the space has to be used regularly and exclusively for business purposes, all right? So you can't have a situation where you've got a spare room in your house that functions as an office during the day and a TV room for the kids at night, all right? That's mixed use. It doesn't qualify. You've got to have regular and exclusive business use. So that room has to be set up exclusively for business and used exclusively for business. And you can't use it as a guest room or a TV room or a playroom, right? So that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
The second rule that you have to meet is that the space has to be used in the performance of tasks that are necessary to the success of the business, all right? And so what I mean by that is I'm in my you're in your home office, you're broadcasting. Obviously, broadcasting is an essential component of what you do as far as that part of the operation is concerned. You obviously can't broadcast from the back seat of your car. You got to have a space to do it. The space has to be suitable. The space has to be set up properly, et cetera, et cetera. And so if the broadcast is an unusual example, but let's say you're a traveling salesman. You're a traveling salesman, okay, fine. You travel around, you visit customers, but there comes a time when you have to make phone calls. You have to do paperwork. You have to send faxes. You have to send emails. You have to do billing statements. You have to, maintain your mailing list. You have to do all these things that businesses have to do, and that has to be done from a suitable space. And if that space is in your home and there's no other space available, in other words, your company doesn't provide you with an office, or if, of course, you're self-employed, you are the company, and so that settles that. But now you've met those two rules for using the space in your home, and now you are able to allocate that space in your home based on the percentage of business use.
There you go. Isn't that cool? So, class, you can reduce your tax expenses by having a home-based business. And I've had a home-based business probably 30, at least maybe 35 years. And it's helped me pay less in taxes and gain more income. Dan Pilla, TaxHelpOnline.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dan Pillar's with us. Our newest USAPreparedness.com instructor. We're talking about tax strategies and thoughts. And I just put some notes on paper. I began a home-based business back in 1983. So, 83 to the current date, I've been doing this for 40 years, and I've been saving money on taxes in the last 40 years. I've been a real estate investor, an innovator. I designed children's educational games, computer manufacturing, and farming. And the neat thing, Dan, the neat thing is, I don't need these tractors and the four-wheelers. And I mean, it's not for me. I got to have it for the business.
Sure.
And isn't that interesting that, you know, I mean, I ride a four-wheeler, but, you know, it's because I have to check the cows. And all the parts and supplies and gasoline and, you know, maintenance equipment for these devices is really for the business. So... the coolest thing.
I mean, it's no different than having an automobile that you need to drive from customer to customer to customer. I mean, the law doesn't say you can only use this kind of a vehicle or that kind of a vehicle. You can have any vehicle that you as the business owner deem necessary to carry out the functions of your business. But listen, any business expense, whether it's an automobile, a four-wheeler, anything at all, in order to qualify to be deductible as a business expense, it has to meet a couple of simple rules. And the first rule is that the expense has to be ordinary and necessary to the extent of, to the nature of the business, right? And so who decides what's ordinary and necessary? Well, the IRS doesn't decide that. The IRS isn't the arbiter of what's ordinary and necessary in your business. You know, the tax court has litigated these, has looked at these cases, you know, over and over again, hundreds of times over the last, you know, 80 years or so since we've had an income tax, and they've ruled on this issue over and over and over again, and that is the IRS is not the final arbiter of what's ordinary and necessary. The business owner is, but the business owner has to use sound judgment. You know, if it's ordinary and necessary to have a four-wheeler in your business, then fine, you have a four-wheeler. If you're in a farming operation, you probably don't need an airplane, however. You know, however, on the other hand, I have a client that does have an airplane because he has a business out in Colorado that involves operations in the four corners of the state and, as a matter of fact, into Wyoming as well. And so this guy literally has to travel 600 or 700 or 800 miles a day, and then the next day do the same thing, and the next day do, well, it's impossible to do that in an automobile, and be able to perform your business tasks. If you're going to drive 800 miles, there's no time left in the day to do business. And so his plane, under his circumstances, is ordinary and necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just as a more practical and more cost-effective way of transportation for me, sometimes I can't get my four-wheeler to the far corners of the farm, so I have a motorcycle. I have a dirt bike. As a matter of fact, we have a couple dirt bikes because I can't do everything by myself, so some of the other members of our family have dirt bikes, and these are all required for the farm. So what I'm trying to share with the class is that you can think outside the box, and if you need these things, you need to determine that it's required for your business, it's ordinary and necessary, well, there you go.
Well, and that's true, but there's another factor here now, Vincent. We got to be a little careful about this now. And you say, well, okay, we got these dirt bikes, and some of the other family members use the dirt bikes. And now when you get into the kind of property that is easily susceptible to mixed use, that is to say, mm-hmm. it's something that could be used for business easy enough, something that could also very easily be used for pleasure as well. When you get into that mixed use type of property, then the IRS is going to ask you to prove that you're using it for business purposes and not for personal purposes. Their assumption is going to be that you're using dirt bikes for personal pleasure or enjoyment, and you're going to have to establish that, no, we use the dirt bikes for business, and here's how we use them. And you would have mm-hmm. to have a definitive explanation as to how those bikes are used. And if, in fact, the equipment, whether it's a dirt bike or anything else, is mixed use, that is to say, portion is business, portion is personal, then you have to allocate. And if you can say, well, it's 50-50 business and personal, then you get 50% deduction versus the entire thing.
And that's a really good point. Now, in my case, I'd like to make sure that everybody understands that we have streams running through our property, and I don't use the dirt bikes. I mean, I don't have a lot of time to have fun. So when the creek is high and I can't get my four-wheelers through the creek, or if I've got to weave in and out between trees to get to the far corners of our property to make sure the fence is still intact, and my son is with me and we have on our backpacks the tools to fix the fence, he and I will go out on dirt bikes. And these aren't new dirt bikes. I don't want you to think they're new. These are like from, 20 years old. So they are tools. They are tools of the business. We don't just go out having.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dan Pill is with us, and we're talking about deductions you can take that are above board. Dan, I got a question during the break. How long do we need to keep tax documents?
Yeah, that's a good question, very common question. I recommend 6 years from the date you file your tax return. So, for example, we got our 2013 tax return filing deadline coming up here. You're going to file your return in April of 2014. So you keep your record 6 years, that would get you to April of 2020, and so that's what you need to do. Now, I use the six-year rule, Vince, because normally the IRS has just 3 years to audit a return, and under ordinary circumstances, just 3 years from the date you file your return. After that, the IRS cannot audit a tax return unless there's unusual circumstances, then it can go to 6 years. And now the vast majority of people are not going to fall into those unusual circumstances, but you never know, and so that's why I recommend 6 years. Now, as far as keeping the tax return itself, I do recommend that people keep a copy of the 1040 form, not necessarily the supporting records, but a copy of the 1040 form indefinitely, because I think that's a good idea to do that.
Okay. And can you address Publication 17? I'll tell you why. And I'm thinking about, let's say we had a ball game, and let's say we're, you know, in grammar school, and we're playing ball, and just baseball, and you know, someone hits the ball way, way, way far over left field, and the batter runs around the bases and crosses home, and then 10 seconds later, the catcher gets the ball, tags out the runner, and says, "You're out." And the runner goes, "Oh, wait a minute, hold it. That was a home run." And the catcher says, "No, you don't understand. We've got the 10-second rule. We've got 10 seconds to tag you, you know, after you cross home plate." Well, we wouldn't play baseball like that. So why would we play the tax game without understanding the rules? And you can download the rules absolutely free, which is, you know, the summary of them, which is Publication 17. What are your thoughts on that, Dan?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Publication 17, and let's be careful here about what we say about Publication 17, and you just used the key phrase in your last sentence there. Publication 17 is a summary of the rules. All right. Publication 17 is called Your Income. It's entitled Your Income Tax. It's about a 300-page document. You can download it off the IRS's website free of charge. IRS.gov is their site, and you can get it there. And so, if you've got a question about a certain item, for example, business expenses for a home-based business, there's a section in Publication 17 that does that, that explains that. Now, here's the other thing that Publication 17 does. There's actually hundreds and hundreds of IRS publications that get into a heck of a lot more detail than Publication 17 does. But when you go to Publication 17 and you get a summary of the rules, Publication 17 will then point you to the next publication on the topic that is dedicated to that one subject. So you might have, you know, 20 or 30 pages of some other publication that talks very specifically about that one thing. And now you're going to get a very, very detailed explanation of the rules. And so Publication 17 is an important place to start if you got questions about this deduction or that tax structure or, you know, whatever the case may be.
And Dan, I've been audited so many times. I really have. And I don't think of it as a bad thing, because I read the rules and I prepare my strategies for the year based on the previous year's rules, reading the summary, Publication 17. It used to be maybe 80 pages, but it's getting longer every year.
I know
the rules from, you know, the previous year, and I make my purchases and expenses based on their rules, not my rules, but I interpret the rules. And then when I get audited, when I prepare my taxes, Dan, I write in the printed copy that I have of Publication 17, I write what I believe they mean and why I took certain deductions. So when I get audited and they say, "What's this?" And I go, "Oh, hold on a second." And I flip to that page and I turn it sideways and I say, "Oh, here's why I did that. Here's what that meant to me." Here's why flabbergasted.
There's two things, Vince, that two lessons here in what you're saying. Number one is, of course, you understand what the rules are, and you're claiming the deductions consistent with the rules. That's critical. But the second thing is, you got to have the records to back up your expenses. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are afraid of an audit. And they're afraid of an audit because of all the horror stories that they hear about the IRS running people over. And the fact of the matter is that the IRS does that a lot. And you know, the IRS uses tactics of bluff and intimidation, misinformation and disinformation. And in many cases, they just outright, bold-faced lie to people concerning what their rights are and what the limitations are, particularly in an audit scenario. And I can't tell you, in my more than three decades of helping people solve IRS problems, I can't tell you how many times I've seen the IRS just simply cheat blind in audits when they're dealing with people that don't have the right information, or even if they do have the information, you know, the IRS just tries to take advantage of them. So you got to understand what your rights are. This is where my book, The IRS Problem Solver, becomes so important to folks, because it does help you to understand what records you need to keep, and it shows you how to audit proof and penalty proof the tax return. People are afraid of audits, but you don't have to be afraid of an audit, because if you have the documents to show that your tax return is correct, then the IRS can't run you over. Now, the point or the bottom line is that, you know, for anybody who's ever gone through an audit and the IRS comes up with this decision that you owe this or that, you also need to understand that those decisions are subject to appeal. The decision of a tax auditor is never final. It's always subject to review. And when you take your case to appeals, you win your case most of the time.
Well, Dan, I'd like to share with the class that I am absolutely positively not afraid of an audit at any time, any place. And the reason is because I keep meticulous records and I don't cheat. But what I do is if their rules say I can take a deduction, I absolutely positively take it.
Sure.
And I have the records to substantiate it. And I play the game according to their rules. So I really have no problem with an audit. And the only thing that could happen in an audit is that I made a mistake. You know, it's not like I'm worried about going to jail because I didn't do anything wrong. The only thing I could have done was made a mistake. And if they can show me and prove to me where I made a mistake, then I'm willing to do what it takes to rectify that mistake. But many times...
Well, let me stop you right there. Stop you right there. And because here's an important thing to understand. And what you just said is an expression of the attitude of the overwhelming majority of American citizens. If the IRS can prove to me where I did it wrong, then, you know, I'll pay them. And it's a perfectly natural expression, because we are American citizens. Our system of law is such that we are considered, you know, innocent until proven guilty, that the government's got the burden of proof in any claim that it makes, all right? And that expression that you just made is a reflection of all of that. And that's all great, Vince, if you're a drug dealer. But it doesn't apply to the Internal Revenue Service. Here's why. The burden of proof is on the taxpayer in any audit situation. The IRS does not have to prove that you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right. And so this is important for people to understand, because when you take the approach that I'm just going to sit there and cross my arms and say to the IRS, you prove I'm wrong, they don't have to prove you're wrong. All they have to do is disallow your claim. And they don't need a reason to do it, Vince. They can just disallow your claim, and now you've got the burden to prove that you did it right. That means you've got to establish, as a matter of fact, that you spent the money you say you spent on the item that you say you spent it on, and you've got to prove as a matter of law that the Internal Revenue Code allows that deduction. And so that's your challenge. And this is why it's important to understand these things, because this is how people get sideways with the IRS. And this is where my Problem Solver book becomes so valuable to folks, to walk them through dealing with that stuff.
Dan, I probably wasn't very eloquent saying what I was trying to say. What I meant was, if there's an arithmetic error that I made and they can show me that I made an arithmetic error, I'm good for that and I'll be glad to fix it. However, I do have all the records necessary to prove what deductions I took and in the amounts with the receipts. So I don't have to ever worry about that. But what I'm talking about is that's not my concern. And my concern is maybe I made an arithmetic mistake, but not likely.
Uh-huh.
So that's, and they have their interpretations, but you're absolutely right. People are terrified of audits, and I don't think they should be. I think you should bring the whole family. When I'm audited, I bring the entire family. Really? We spend the day?
okay, I don't see the value in bringing the family, man.
Well, no, I don't mean aunts and uncles. No, I mean, you know, the children. We've been audited with our young children.
Why would you bring your children to an audit?
Well, because I want them to see what it's like so that they're not afraid of it. Because in our little town, when I lived in Virginia, There are so many people talking about tax audits, and they were absolutely terrified. And, you know, our children were like, you know, what's the big deal? We've been to those, you know. And when I've been in court cases with landlord-tenant problems, that me as a landlord, you know, I bring the children so they get a chance to see how court is. I didn't want to hide that from them. I wanted them to see how the system works.
Okay,
so
I can see some advantage to that. That makes some sense, sure.
Well, I can tell you this. The coolest thing, Dan, is after about 3 hours being in an audit, a desk audit at the IRS location, when you have little children, they start running around, and they really get ants in their pants. They get antsy. They get hungry. They want to drink. They're bored. And it's the coolest thing because it's very, very distracting to the auditor.
And now extremely maybe the auditor just wants to get the heck out of there, huh?
Well, that's it. That's the whole point. They can't stand it. They literally can't
stand
it. Well,
wait a minute. I thought the point was to teach the kids not to be afraid of an audit.
Well, they're not. They're not. So anyway, we're not afraid of audits at all. Because the reason is because we've read the rules. And I believe, Dan, I believe that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe a lot of people are concerned with audits because they don't know the rules.
Well,
they're afraid of the
unknown. You're 100% correct. People are afraid of the IRS because they are ignorant of what their rights are. They hear the horror stories in the media. They know that the IRS runs people over. Fact is, the IRS does run people over, but they don't run people over who know what their rights are and understand how the system works and know how to use those rights to keep the IRS from taking money you don't owe. The question is, how do you learn what your rights are? The fact of the matter is, you know, the IRS publications talk about deductions.
Hold that thought, Dan.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why you got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So Dan Pill is with us, and he's our newest USAPrepares.com instructor. I'm having an absolute blast behind the microphone with Dan here. And I took the liberty of posting your book selections on page one of USAPrepares.com, and the Wall Street Journal says that you've got the number one book in America on taxes, and it's called IRS Problem Solver. So, class, $15.95, if you want it, you can get it on the website. Just go to USAPrepares.com. There's a link to Dan Pilla's website right there, and he's listed under instructors. So, seriously, you can pay less in taxes, and you don't have to be afraid of the big bad IRS if you follow their rules and if you document what you're doing. And it, you know, you won't go to jail for making a mistake, an honest mistake. You really won't. Dan, your thoughts?
To people that are in trouble with the IRS all the time, and one of the first questions they ask me is, am I going to jail? And I'll respond by saying, well, did you cheat on your taxes? Well, of course I didn't cheat. And the fact is, most people don't cheat. In fact, the overwhelming majority of people out there do not cheat on their taxes. And that's who runs the risk of going to jail. People who deliberately hide income, who deliberately fabricate deductions, who deliberately fail to file tax returns because they do not want to comply with the law. Those are the folks that run the risk of going to jail. And frankly, Vince, you know, in 2014, we're going to have about 140 million individual income tax returns filed in this country, and only about 5,000 of those people are going to find themselves under criminal investigation by the IRS, and only about half of them are actually going to end up in jail. So you got a better chance of being eaten by a shark than you do of going to jail for a tax crime. And the reason, very frankly, is because this is a case, a criminal situation is a case where the IRS has a burden of proof. In a civil audit situation, they don't have to prove anything, but in a criminal case, they have to prove that you deliberately and intentionally set out to break the law, and that's a pretty tough thing to do without the right fact pattern to support it. And so, you know, most people have never done that, they aren't going to do that, and so they just simply do not run the risk of of a criminal case. A simple mistake on a tax return is not a crime. And as a matter of fact, I like to quote one of the court decisions that is distinguished between errors and criminal activity. The court said even a dog distinguishes between being stepped on and being kicked. And that's exactly the kind of situation we got here with the tax laws.
Mm-hmm. And Dan Pilla, I understand that if you call the IRS helpline for help, they, even though they tell you what you can do, they are not responsible for their actions. So they can tell you something and it can be wrong and you can do it and you can still be in hot water for the IRS for following instructions that you got from one of their employees who's on the telephone, right?
Well, as a matter of fact, Vince, I do not encourage people to call the IRS for help because, first of all, you got to get through the line to get an answer to begin with, and that's mm-hmm. that's a challenge in and of itself. But secondly, the quality of the advice that's given out by the IRS has been questioned for years and years, and as a matter of fact, in 2001, I believe it was, former IRS Commissioner Charles Rosati was called on to explain why the IRS's answers to taxpayers' questions were wrong so often. And what Rosati said, and this is a quote now, what Rosati said is, fundamentally, we are attempting the impossible. We are trying to give taxpayers advice and guidance in an area that is far too broad to ever succeed. And so what he's saying is it's we can't get it right. Don't expect us to get it right. And the fact is the IRS doesn't get it right. Now, as far as being responsible, you know, if the IRS gives you advice and guidance and you follow it turns out to be wrong, you know, the IRS is going to charge penalties and interest on any unpaid tax liability. You then have the responsibility to show that you relied on IRS advice in taking the position that you did. And in the book, The IRS Problem Solver, I show you exactly how to do that. I mean, you know, how do I prove it that I got help from the IRS? Well, you know, if you call the IRS for help, right, I hear the music coming up, Vince, so maybe we can come back to this, huh?
Well, yeah, we're going to have to come back on another broadcast, Dan Pilla. But I'll tell you what, for $15.95, it's a great investment in protecting your wherewithal. No kidding. Dan Pilla's been with us, taxhelponline.com. I'm going to give you his number, 800-346-6829, 800-346-6829. And I know this is a busy season for Dan. We'll have you back again and again and again. Dan, thank you so much for being with us and dispensing such valuable.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.